That music has never been played publicly before today. It's our brand new Science Friday theme song. And joining me now to talk about a little more about the tune, how to make music that sounds like science, is the man who created it, B.J. Lederman, a composer, a producer. I'm sure you know him because he did the theme songs for Morning Edition, Marketplace, and I think Don't Tell Me, right, B.J.?
Yeah, boy, that sounds familiar. How you doing, Ira? It's good to be back. And I do mean it's good to be back.
Do you consider our theme song your return to what?
My problem is that, you know, my music has got what they call legs, and so they've just kept the stuff on for years and decades and decades. Meanwhile, you know, I'm growing old over here, and, you know, suddenly I was working on my first album, and you call. You know, I had to drop that and do this, and I was pleased to. I loved it.
Okay, so I called you, you got my call, and I said, we want a theme song for Science Friday. What goes through your head? Do you have to change gears and think, gee, it's a science show? What do I have to put in here? How does that work?
Well, you know, the main thing that we try to do as composers is just to write something that, first of all, doesn't get people tuning out and going somewhere else. But this is interesting. I actually thought science. You make science fun and bring it to the people. And so I was thinking, okay, let's see, some big... big thematic ideas in science are particles, you know, atoms or quarks or whatever. So I think you actually have some samples there of one of the tracks in this piece that represents the particle and atom and teeny tiny side of things. Let's hear that.
Let me remind everybody first that this is Science Friday from NPR. I'm here with B.J. Lederman, and we're going to listen to the atoms and particles part of the track. That's cool.
Yeah, that was done on, Moog synthesizer. You know, Moog is right here in Asheville, North Carolina, where I'm living right now.
Uh-huh. And so then you started that, and then what did you add to that?
Well, the other side of the picture is, the waves. Long, or the unification theory, or the something legato. And so we had Tom Liner do some guitar chords that sound something like this. Nice and smooth.
Yeah.
So they can hear all of that in the piece.
Mm-hmm. And then you had the main riff, right?
The tune itself. The thing that came to me first, Ira. I was on vacation in Virginia Beach, and I was sitting at a piano at a neighbor's house, and the back and forth tug of the different theories and the different forces. Mm-hmm. I was still thinking science at the time, but this thing came out and it sounded beautiful, so I got my iPhone out and recorded it, and this is what the piano sounds like by itself. Back and forth and back and forth and back. Yeah.
But then that was electronic music. Then you said, hey, let's give it a different sound, and you actually went to a piano, a big piano, a real piano.
Every now and then we go to a real live grand piano, and I was at Sound Temple Studio, and I overlaid a real grand piano on top of the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. What would you call, what would be the style of this theme? Does it have fit into any style of music?
Yeah, it's called the Lederman style. Look, you created this monster, you guys over there, I'm looking at this little index card of shows. There's like 11 shows I've done here. And so, I don't know, people hear me in it now, I guess. It's contemporary. You're going to hear it in an elevator one day, I'm sure. I hope I'm long gone before then.
And let's give credit to the folks who were playing with you.
I'd like to actually thank Tom Liner, who did that guitar, Daniel Barber here in Asheville. You'll hear some piano buttons from him along the way. Juan Benavides did some classical guitar, and Dan Latt, and his name is very familiar. He did some jazz piano buttons that you'll roll in sometimes. He was the guy who did the opening jazz intro for the very first Morning Edition jazz version all those 30-some years ago.
Wow.
Carbon dating ourselves here.
Really?
And
you're coming out with an album?
Yeah, I figure, it's been a few decades, and I forgot to put an album out, and so y'all can be on the lookout for Natural Public Lederman You hear that sound? It's the sound of legal department and NPR reaching for their phones. And I'm going to take it out on tour. I'm going across the country to help public radio member stations, you know, during their fun drives and playing with orchestras and doing my music and doing some Beatles and Steely Dan, Elton John. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And it'll have your theme songs on the album?
No, this album is going to introduce my singer-songwriter persona. But, you know, I was raised by the Beatles and then Elton John and Billy Joel and John Lennon and all those guys. So if you like that kind of stuff, I think you're going to like this.
Well, there's one last thing I want to mention to our listeners, and I don't want you to give it away, BJ.
I'm not. Don't give it away.
There is, you know, they say in the computer business, whatever, there's an Easter egg in the music.
Always.
There's something delightfully surprising in the music. And when you put it in.
Yeah, definitely. But there's something you don't know, Ira. I also put in another Easter egg. We put in an Easter egg that Ira wanted. I put in an Easter egg that you don't even know about,
Ira. Are you kidding?
Let's see if we can get everybody playing the theme backwards, you know, searching for Paul is dead.
Number nine.
Paul. Yeah, number nine. Number nine.
All right. Well,
I'll let you know sometime.
I will. We'll have to go look for it. There is an Easter egg, one that I know about and one that I don't know about. So as you listen over the weeks and the years that we're going to be on Science Friday, listen to BJ's music, this theme song. We'll play as much as we can on the way out and see if you can find it for us. Thank you, BJ.
Thank you. I would like to thank WCQS for hosting me here. And let's hang out online sometime, bjlederman.com or Facebook or Twitter. Thank you, Ira.
There you have it. Thank you. Thank you very much. And we'll bring up some of that music. And
let's everybody get up and dance now. Everybody dance now. Sci-Fry Boogie.
That's about all the time we have for today. So listen to our music. See if you can guess what the Easter egg is. And send your guests to, you can email us, info@sciencefriday.com, and give us an idea of what you think that Easter egg is in there in our music. You can also talk about it on our Facebook page. And we'll be tweeting all week. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.